Today we're going to talk about the purpose of engaging socially online. If you understand why you should comment on blogs and on social media, and why you should encourage other people to comment on in return, then the purpose of doing this will become more meaningful. You will then feel more compelled to go ahead and actually do some engaging, rather than just thinking you can't be bothered half the time. Your ultimate aim is to get people to comment on your blog or on your social media profile or groups. When this happens, you acquire social proof that you have readers, connections, and social friends. Social proof is when other people can see you have had conversations with readers and followers on your blog or within social media. However, it's not only people who need to notice this, but social networking algorithms as well. It has all got to do with popularity. Algorithms use mathematical processes to assess engagement by the amount of activity which has happened, the number of conversations, and how many people have been involved. However, since algorithms are not human, the traits they look for are purely numerical. They cannot recognise quality of engagement, the value of conversations, the impact of connections, and the usefulness of information shared. But perceived popularity by the algorithm stimulates more reach. More people engaging suggests content which people will want to read. This results in the post or social update being placed in front of more people, who in turn may want to also respond and interact. So the more engagement you can encourage from your existing readers in your social groups, the more reach you will get within the platform. And increased reach means getting in front of more people who have the potential to engage because everybody else is doing it. This social proof gives the impression of popularity, which activates the algorithms, offering more reach, and so the cycle continues. You can make this happen more if you focus on your readers rather than on yourself. Make them feel more comfortable by creating an affinity with them. Do your conversations relate in any way to your readers? How can they encourage them to tell their stories about their own experiences? Avoid being self-centred online, as so many businesses are, and talk about topics which interest your readers. Make them think you are speaking directly to them. Give them a reason to respond with their opinion or point of view. Reward them afterwards with a continued conversation, which could later develop into a discussion. This is all about getting to know, like, and trust your readers, and they also with you. They need to know who you are, what you're like, and what you represent. You also need to understand their likes, aspirations, and foibles. Then you will have created superfans who will always readily engage with you, creating even more social proof, reach, and more readers as a result.